Welcome back, Michael Warren Thomas. It's Discover the Finger Lakes, and it is also Nouveau season, promoted largely by, Beaujolais Nouveau, specifically George DeBuff, for decades. And the Finger Lakes has usually had one, sometimes two Nouveaus. Cuca Lake Vineyards used to do one occasionally, and Glenora Wine Cellars has done one every year for many years. They canceled this year just because of the coronavirus. But a new vineyard on Seneca Lake, just north of Glenora, very close to Fox Run, is Scout Vineyards, and they have a Nouveau for you to get. It's made with Marquette grape, and we'll talk a little bit more about it on the wine show tomorrow, but that's a grape that's not well known. It's a very hardy grape. It's grown much further north than the Finger Lakes many times. But there are, I've had several Marquettes from the Finger Lakes, but never a Nouveau. Nouveau, of course, is from this year's grapes. They speed up the winemaking process to produce a Nouveau. And it's always released at specific third or fourth Thursday of November in France. They can't release it any earlier than that. And often people have some for Thanksgiving. It's usually pretty inexpensive, and it's meant to be consumed, you know, in the next several months. You don't have to rush to drink it, but it was funny. I saw a winemaker post about it that he admits to liking Nouveau. It's sort of like a wine snob admitting that they like sweet wine. Wine snobs are supposed to only drink dry wine, except if it's a dessert wine, I guess. But this winemaker said, you know, he likes Nouveau. He knows it's not a finely made wine. It's not a particularly expensive wine. It's just a celebration of the season. It's the first wine of this vintage. It's almost always a red. There's another one called Federweissen, which is a German tradition, which is a partially finished wine that's still fermenting. Anthony Rode has done that before, not in bottles, but just as a celebration. And Glenora has not had bottles of Nouveau maybe ever. I don't remember them bottling it. They just have a celebration at the winery, and was canceled this year. But they make, you know, a barrel of it and then consume it for the celebration. In this case, Scout Vineyards has made it in the bottle. It's Marquette Nouveau. So you can order from Scout. Although they're very new, they have been making wine for several years. They just opened their tasting room months ago, but they have 2017, 2018, 2019 wines available, and of course the Marquette Noir, which is a 2020 wine. And they ship within New York State. So if you don't want to go down to Seneca Lake on the west side, again, not far from Fox Run, then have a couple of these shipped to you. And it used to be quite maybe 15 or 20 years ago, when new wineries popped up, the wines were not always fantastic. Sometimes they weren't really good at all. Then the winemaker got better, and the wines got better, and the wineries usually survived that. But for the last 10, 15 years, maybe even 15 or more, the new wineries have utilized usually consulting winemakers or hired an experienced winemaker to get them started and teach them, or teach a family member, or, you know, mentor someone to be the eventual winemaker. And so there were a number of winemakers that were making wine for multiple wineries because of that, which was a good thing. It is a good thing, because the wines coming right at the first ones that the wineries release are often excellent. There's no learning curve. There's just excellent wine. So I haven't had a chance to taste any of the Scout wines, but I imagine that they're probably really good. And you can go to their website, scoutvineyards.com, and get more details, and they'll ship within New York State. So time to try some new wineries. And they have Chardonnay. They have actually four or five Chardonnays and a Pinot Noir. And this Pinot is actually not from the Finger Lakes. The grapes were grown on the Niagara Escarpment. And I'm not sure whose vines these are, but it says that these are the oldest Pinot Noir vines east of the Mississippi, which means, I guess, older than Dr. Frank's, which have some old ones. There are also some old ones in Ontario. So it'd be interesting to hear more of the story of these Pinot Noir vines. It's Quast, Quast, Quast Vineyard in the Niagara Escarpment. So they are using those Pinot grapes for so it's still a New York State wine. It's just not a Finger Lakes wine. And that'll be fun to try. So scoutvineyards.com to get more details. And if you happen to visit one of the newer wineries or newer places, restaurants, etc., send me an email. Let me know what you thought. There's about 130 wineries in the Finger Lakes, and probably around 300 within a two-hour drive, which includes Canadian wineries. So you can't go to Canada now. The border is closed because of the coronavirus, but we are in the middle of a huge wine region, New York and the Niagara Peninsula of Ontario. And for Thanksgiving, having local wines would be ideal, right? To celebrate our area. And while they can't ship them to you at this point, you certainly can find them at local stores. You can also go to the wineries. Casa Larga is only 15 minutes from downtown Rochester, so you've got time to go visit their tasting room and bring home some wines. They also do curbside service, as do many wineries. So you could order a couple cases of wine and take a beautiful drive down through the Finger Lakes or over western New York to Arrowhead Spring Vineyards and explore the cobblestones and things this week, and be socially distanced and yet on your mission of getting local wines. And as I've recommended for many years, consider serving three wines at Thanksgiving. Not full glasses, but a red, a white, and a dry rosé or a sparkling wine would be fantastic, look great on the table. And it'll probably taste really, really good with the food. Gewürztraminers, Rieslings, there's Cabernet Franc and Pinot Noir and Blaufränkisch or Lemberger, same grape, different name, and many, many others for you to experiment with Thanksgiving dinner. So again, consider several. At least a red and a white, maybe a third one. Perhaps there won't be as many people at the Thanksgiving table as usual because families are not traveling as much, not getting together, trying to stay safe. So maybe you have extra room at the table. Put out some extra wine glasses and enjoy a variety of wines. I think some people prefer one or the other with the food, and you may discover that the red is better with the turkey than the white. The dry rosé might be better than both of those. It depends on the variety. It depends on the winery, but that's the fun of having several wines. It's sort of a wine tasting as part of your Thanksgiving dinner. And again, it supports a local industry that's key to our region. It is a fast-growing and world-renowned region, the Finger Lakes. So, if you do open a bottle of Finger Lakes wine for Thanksgiving. You know, post a photo of it on Facebook or Instagram, and let people know what you're serving and enjoying with Thanksgiving. It's a reminder to people that there's great wines being made here, and they make fantastic gifts. As I said in the previous hour, when you send, you know, 3 bottles, 6 bottles, a case of wine to someone, and wineries in Finger Lakes ship to most states. I mean, it's well over 30 states. Many of them ship to. You're sending tastes of our region, and you know, building the reputation of the Finger Lakes, one glass of wine at a time. And when you send 3 bottles, you can send, again, a red, a white, and a dry rosé, or you can send 6 and mix it up with 6 different wines. There are many wineries that you could send 12 different wines in that case, and someone might end up with a dessert wine, a cream sherry, you know, several reds, several whites, a dry rosé, maybe a blush, a sparkling wine, a forced carbonation sparkling wine. Those tend to be less expensive. And you could even just send 6 varieties of white wine, 6 varieties of red wines. And that's the beauty of the region and New York State, is that so many different wines are being made here and made really well. So again, you're promoting the Finger Lakes when you send someone wine. And it's not that expensive to send 3 bottles. Some wineries have reduced shipping right now, and for the holidays, there's some great bargains in shipping wine. And the wines are pretty inexpensive from New York State in general. So take advantage of that for the holiday season. And, you know, you don't know what to send someone, or, you know, you don't know them that well, but you want to send them a note and let them know you're thinking about them. You wish you could visit, but probably won't be this holiday season. Then, you know, send them several bottles. And, you know, it's something they may share with friends and family over the course of time. And so you're promoting the Finger Lakes really beyond just the person you're sending it to. It's something they may bring to a dinner or pass along as a gift to someone else. It really can have a long-lasting effect, beyond the fact that we're supporting our local wineries. If you're looking for certain state to ship to, or certain wines you'd like to ship, then send me an email, michael@saverlife.com, and I'll try to help you. I've got a database of the states that wineries ship to, and so I can search it for, you know, Hawaii, which is that's probably an expensive place to ship to, but in general, I don't think there are too many wineries that ship to Hawaii. Poor example. But, you know, maybe Tennessee or Montana. Send them some tastes of the Finger Lakes. And if you are, I mentioned last hour, if you're thinking about pie for Thanksgiving and you don't want to make several, or don't even want to make a pumpkin pie, order today. Herd Orchards has amazing pies, and I've gone out of my way to try pies all over the place. And there's, you know, they make the crust by hand using lard, and it's just the best crust that I've had anywhere. And the fruit too, just fantastic. And the pumpkin pies come beautifully decorated with like a maple leaf on them. So they know how to make pie, but you do have to order in advance. I think they are coming to bring some pies that have been pre-ordered to usually on Wednesday before Thanksgiving to a specific spot. You can pick them up if you don't want to drive out to the farm market, but order them today and do that now in advance rather than waiting to later this week. get those orders in early and get several kinds of pie. I have, as of quite a few years ago, switched to a birthday pie over birthday cake for myself. And another reason I like Thanksgiving so much, it is usually has one, two, or three different pies for dessert. And there are, you know, a lot of the cider mills make pie. There's lots of options out there. And again, that if you don't want to make your own pie, get one that's locally made. You know, you'll find pies in the big box stores. You know, get a locally made one, and you can support a local bakery. And there are some tons of them out there. So, you know, if you want some ideas, send me an email, michael@saferlife.com. And also, tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about wines and wines with Thanksgiving. Wines for the holidays, there are spiced wines out there. You can buy them already spiced, or you can make your own recipe. And on a cold winter night, a spiced wine is really delicious. I got to know them in Norway when I was an exchange student there, and they... you know, raisins and orange peels, orange zest, cloves, some sugar, some almonds, sliced almonds, all of those things make a really, really good spiced wine. But there are some good ones available here in our area, here in New York State. And if you want suggestions on finding gifts from local businesses, so you're not sure who makes something or where to find it, send me an email, michael@saverlife.com. And keep in mind that buying local supports the local economy, and that something like 13%, somewhere in that range, of what you spend at a big box store stays here because they do pay some wages. But it's generally closer to 50% when you buy from a locally owned store. And that makes a big difference in the long run in our local economy. Millions of dollars of difference when people shift their spending habits to buy locally. And that could include from places like the Genesee Country Village and Museum, which they have craftspeople that make all kinds of beautiful tinware and pottery. And you know, you put a candle in one of their tin lanterns, it is, theirs are stunning. Some really cool gifts at the Genesee Country Village and Museum. And partly because of this pandemic, museums, organizations are struggling. They didn't, many if not most, didn't have the number of visitors that they'd normally have. So look around our region at some of your favorite places, some places you'd like to introduce someone who's maybe new to our area to, and get them a membership to the Genesee Country Village and Museum for 2021. Or to the George Eastman Museum, or Rochester Contemporary Arts Center, Strong Museum, the National Museum of Play. And there's tons of organizations out there. And, you know, a gift card to Jiva or Blackfriars. You know, all these organizations had a tough year, as so many people did. And looking forward to 2021, increasing their membership and adding a few new members is important, and a great way to say that you're thinking of them and maybe introduce some new people to that organization in 2021. If you want ideas based on the interests of family or friends or a new neighbor or someone, again, email me, michael@saverlife.com. We'll be back tomorrow with the Grapevine, 9 a.m. here, and have a fantastic Thanksgiving, and be safe, wear a mask if you're out, and keep other people safe too. Have a great day.